Beginning in October, Angela Landers, LPC, RYT 200, will open the doors to Statesboro Yoga and Wellness. Located at 108 S. Zetterauer Avenue in the Booth House, the studio will offer classes for women focused on mental health, stress reduction, and mindfulness. In the past 20 years that Angela has been practicing yoga, she says a common obstacle for women is time. She wanted to offer classes that are shorter than the typical one-hour class time and classes outside the normal 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. time period, in hopes women will find that more accessible. Before work and after work are the times she hopes will work well for most women, but is flexible to change class times depending on what is in demand. One motivator for the studio, Angela says, is that she finds it's increasingly harder to find places to have a true connection with people with a common goal. The studio opens up that opportunity for more in the community to connect with others who are interested in similar things, whether it be yoga, mindfulness, or being with other women experiencing the same stress. The space will offer a sense of community with focus on mental health, wellness, coping skills, and the connection of mind-body-spirit. Angela's passion for yoga and mental health, as well as her background as a counselor, gives her a unique perspective into the needs of the women in the community. Read on to find out what led her down the path of opening a studio and her inspiration behind utilizing yoga for mental health and well-being. What inspired you to open the studio? As a counselor, so many women tell me they wish there was a place to learn proactive, preventative mental wellness practices. It's wild that we go through 12 years of education, minimum, and not once do we get taught how to handle life's stressors and challenges. My inspiration for opening the studio is to fill in this gap. I want to offer research-backed, evidence-based skills to teach women healthy ways to endure and manage life's tough stuff. I want to instill them with confidence that they can handle daily stress and hardships with grace and by tapping into their own inner wisdom through mind-body connection. I was inspired to create this space specifically for women because so many women tell me they crave a sense of connection to other women yet struggle to find opportunities for it. What services will be offered? Yoga classes with a mental wellness focus will be offered. My style of yoga isn't one that focuses on burning calories or getting toned physically. My yoga classes are designed around personal growth and meant to tone one's mind. It's yoga that's meant to give participants a takeaway from the class to mull over throughout the day and week. I'll also be offering workshops focused around stress reduction through mindfulness practices, meditation, and healthy mindset training. Lastly, I understand group learning might not be an option or ideal for everyone, so I'm also offering those things through one-to-one training. What is your history with yoga and wellness? I had the amazing opportunity to be introduced to yoga, mindfulness, and meditation as a teenager back in the 90s. I started practicing a long time before I ever became a counselor or read the research behind these skills. In 2011, I truly put these skills to the test after a breast cancer diagnosis and a long 18-month treatment regime of surgery, chemo, radiation, and constant anxiety of relapse. I'd always longed for community in a studio before that, but I struggled to feel like I belonged. I didn't feel bendy enough or able to do fancy poses, and the focus was more on physical exercise than mental exercise. In 2017, I met a yoga teacher here in Statesboro, Justine Coleman, who opened my eyes to how to infuse the mental and emotional components. She encouraged me to deepen my practice, and I began doing trainings and ultimately went through formal yoga teacher training with Savannah Yoga Center in 2018 and became a registered yoga teacher, 200, through Yoga Alliance. What are your hopes for the community in opening the studio? My hope for the studio is that it provides women in our area a sense of community and support in a learning environment. Since the studio is for women, it's also a place for us to talk about similar life struggles and stress and get ideas and inspiration from each other. I also want to give back to my community with special events. Since October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I'm offering a free coping skills series for women who are currently or have recently gone through breast cancer treatment. I was so alone during my treatment, and I want to offer others what would have been so helpful to me at that time. The studio will offer classes Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, at 7 to 7:35 a.m. and 5:30 to 6:05 p.m. The schedule is available online at Statesboro Yoga and Wellness. Class size is limited, so booking ahead is advised. Mindfulness for Kids will be offered as a free event Saturday, October 21st, at 10 a.m. This event is for kids of all ages to learn about mindfulness. October will also feature a free 3-week series for women who are currently or recently undergoing breast cancer treatment. Register for Coping During and After Breast Cancer here. Owner Angela Landers is a registered yoga teacher, RYT200, with Yoga Alliance and has been a licensed professional counselor since 2009. Check out the website here, and follow Statesboro Yoga and Wellness on Facebook and Instagram.